We are joined now by Cougar legend Derek Sparks, who played for the Cougs in the early 1990s. Derek, thanks so much for joining us here on the Coors Light Cougar Roadshow. Tell us what you're doing now. You're back in coaching college football.
Yes, man. I had an opportunity to join forces with Coach McAdams over at PLU, first-year head coach. And he was putting together his staff. And you know how things work and how God works. He kind of hooks people up. And I had, in 2014, kind of made a name for myself over at Garfield.
Yeah.
Kind of spearheading that program and getting them on the road and going to the playoffs my first year, first time since 1979. And so I think that kind of paid some dividends for me. And then McAdams was looking for, you know, some coaches and putting together his staff. And, you know, my name came up and I have an opportunity to go over and coach the receivers. And it's been great, man. It's college football.
Well, go Lutes. All right. We're glad things are going well for you professionally. Personally, your family's been going through a bit of a tough time. Tell the Coug fans out there what's happening with your daughter, Zaylee, and how they can help.
So this summer, you know, Zaylee, my 18-year-old, you know, graduated with honors from high school, you know, like all kids looking for what's next, you know, to continue her education. And she wasn't feeling well and went to the emergency room. And the doctors, they knew right away. Once they looked at her blood and saw that the white blood counts were just through the roof. And man, lo and behold, you know, they told her she had leukemia. And, man, she went to chemo like 2 days later. And it's been devastating for our family and our sisters. And you know, she's lost her hair. Of course, you know, she has big hair, notorious for that beautiful hair. And she's lost 20 pounds. It's been tough.
I imagine. You do have a GoFundMe, right? And you also have the Claim It wristbands now, don't you?
Yeah, what I'm doing is, man, just talking to Zaylee, she's so upbeat and you know, loves Jesus. And she said, Dad, I talked to God, and God, you know, made a deal with me, and the race isn't finished. And she said, I'm claiming the victory. And I was like, okay. I like that attitude. Mm-hmm. You know, she's an upbeat kid. And so we started this campaign called Claim It, you know, and claiming the victory. We started a group called Coaches Versus Leukemia. And we've been circulating these Claim It wristbands. And coaches like Jay Dumas at Central, Brandon Gibson Jay is at Eastern. Brandon Gibson is at Central. Robbie Toback, Johnny Nansen at USC. They're wearing these wristbands, and they are taking photos of the wristband or making videos, and they're posting it on my Twitter feed, and then of course Zaylee sees that, and man, she just glows. And we're just asking folks, started a page, it's www.gametime.tel, and it's, you know, it's Game Time Against Leukemia, and it has her story in a way that you can get the wristbands. For all of you out there who would like to support and represent that would be great.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, we're definitely praying for you and your family. Hey, you're from the Southern California area. The current Cougs roster has almost three dozen kids from SoCal. What does this mean to those guys as they get ready to go into USC tonight to take on the Trojans?
First of all, I must say that Coach Leach and Coach Melee over there, they're doing a great job with getting talent out of Southern California. I always say, man, it's so hard to recruit the Pullman. And when you do that and you're successful, man, it's going to transition to the field. And that's what we're seeing, man. They're rolling and, you know, to come out the gates 2-0 and headed down to SoCal. It's going to be special for those kids who's going home. Of course, they'll get to see their family and feel supported and feel like they're back at home. So it'll be a special environment for them playing in front of the home crowd. But, you know, SC got blood in their eyes from last year. They had a bad taste in their mouth with that Coug upset at Martin Stadium. So I expect it to be a tremendous battle.
Yeah, it's going to be fun for sure. Hey, listen, you mentioned some of the guys you played with at WSU. Obviously, you played with Drew Bledsoe as well. What are maybe your favorite memory or two from your time in the Crimson and Gray?
Man, there's so many of them, man. It's hard to pick one, but I would say if I had to pick, it would be, you know, of course, the Apple Cup 1994. I had two touchdowns, and
nice.
I think I had like 80 yards rushing, and man, that was a great game because we were on our way to play in the Alamo Bowl. And, of course, the 92 Snow Bowl, mm-hmm. you know, I was just a young sophomore and got an opportunity to play behind Sean Bay Wright Fair and get some carries in that game, and that was special. But I think at the end of the day, when you get a little bit older, you really cherish the relationships that you built. And, you know, playing with the Palouse Posse, Mark Fields, and Torrey Hunter, and all those guys, Greg Burns,
yeah.
and what a tremendous defense that was. And, you know, going against those guys every day in practice made us better on offense, of course. And then, you know, Robbie Tobeck and Scott Sanderson, and you can't forget Mike Price with, you know, his personality, being a great coach and you know, kind of like a father figure, man. I really cherish those times. And so those are just great times, man, that you just never forget and you try to hold on to.
All right, Derek, thank you so much for making some time with us here today. Best of luck to you and the Lutes this season, and best of luck to Zaylee and the rest of your family.
Man, I really appreciate it, Derek. Go Cougs.